nucleic acid. Nucleic acid are the organic compounds that contain genetic information and direct all cellular activities in all living cells and viruses. There are two kinds of nucleic acids, namely deoxynucleic acid and DNA, and ribonucleic acid RNA. They constitute the genetic material of all living things. DNA records the instructions and transmits them from generation to generation. RNA reads the instructions from DNA and carries them out. DNA is found in the nucleus. RNA is found both in the nucleus and cytoplasm. The basic structure of nucleic acid. The basic unit of nucleic acid is the nucleotide. A nucleotide has three components. 1. A pentose sugar. 2. A nitrogenous base. 3. A phosphoric acid. Sugars in nucleic acid are 5-carbon sugar, hence referred to as pentose sugars. The structure of a normal sugar molecule has one oxygen bonded to each carbon atom. However, some sugars lack oxygen attached to all carbon atoms. There are two types of pentose sugar in nucleic acid. Ribose sugar is one that has oxygen attached to all carbon atoms. Deoxyribose sugar lacks one oxygen attached to one carbon atom. There are two kinds, namely ribose and deoxyribose. RNA contains a ribose sugar. DNA contains a deoxyribose sugar. There are 5 different kinds of nitrogenous bases in nucleic acids. 2 of these have double rings of atoms and referred to as purines. 3 have single rings of atoms and are referred to as pyrimidines. The purines are adenine and guanine. The pyrimidines are cytosine, uracil, and thymine. A nucleotide of both DNA and RNA may contain any of the purines, but for pyrimidines, DNA contains T or C, while RNA contains U or C. Nucleic acid. In the formation of a nucleotide, the base is attached to first carbon and phosphoric acid to the 5th carbon of the sugar. A dinucleotide is formed when 2 nucleotides are joined by condensation between the phosphate group of 1 nucleotide and the sugar of the 2nd nucleotide. A polynucleotide chain is formed by several nucleotides. Nucleotide is a combination of sugar, base, and phosphate group. Nucleoside is a combination of sugar and a base. DNA. DNA is a double-stranded organic compound that contains genetic information and is found in the nucleus of living things. DNA contains the structure instructions and transmits them from generation to generation. The structure of DNA. The structure of DNA was proposed by James D. Watson and Francis H. C. Crick in the 1950s. The information was based on X-ray crystallography. The description of DNA structure. 1. A DNA molecule is double-stranded. 2. The two chains are twisted in opposite direction with sugar phosphate backbones to form a helix structure. 3. Each strand is made up of DNA nucleotides. 4. Each DNA nucleotide is made up of a deoxyribose sugar, a phosphate, and a nitrogenous base, which is either a purine or pyrimidine. The purines are adenine and guanine, and the pyrimidines are cytosine and thymine. A bond is formed between the sugar of each nucleotide and the phosphate of the one behind it to form a polynucleotide chain. 4. Pairing of bases occur between the nitrogenous base of opposite chains that a purine pairs with a specific pyrimidine as follows. Adenine pairs with thymine. Guanine pairs with cytosine. A weak hydrogen bond is formed between the paired bases and these hold the two strands together. The pair chains are twisted to form helix. The two chains are antiparallel. Replication of DNA. This is the process by which a molecule of DNA occupies itself, using original strands as templates. This occurs immediately before cell division so that every cell will receive a complete copy of the genetic information. The process occurs in the nucleus and is controlled by the enzyme DNA polymerase. Description of the DNA. Description of the replication of DNA. The weak hydrogen bonds holding the complementary bases of the two strands break. The bonds are broken by the enzyme helicase. The two strands unwind. The above two processes make the strands unzip and separate. Each strand serves as a template to form a new DNA molecule. Three DNA nucleotides in the nucleus are attracted by their complementary bases, hence align themselves along each template according to the base pairing rule. In other words, complementary bases pair up with the original nucleotides of each template, where adenine pairs with thymine and guanine with cytosine. Hydrogen bonds are formed to hold the complementary bases together. Phosphate bonds join adjacent nucleotides to form a new polynucleotide along the old one. The joining is catalyzed by the enzyme DNA polymerase. The two strands then twist to form a helix. Significance of DNA replication. It ensures that every cell will receive exact copy of genetic information after cell division. RNA. RNA is a single-stranded organic compound that contains genetic information and is found in living cells and viruses. RNA is concerned with protein synthesis. There are three types of RNA, namely messenger RNA, transfer RNA, and ribosomal RNA. Messenger RNA. This is synthesized by DNA in the nucleus. Function of the messenger RNA. It reads the instructions from DNA and carries them through the nuclear pore into the cytoplasm for the synthesis of specific protein. Transfer RNA. It's synthesized by the DNA. It is found in the cytoplasm. Function of the transfer RNA. It carries specific amino acids to the ribosome for protein synthesis. Ribosomal RNA is made by the DNA. It's located on the ribosomes. Functions of the ribosomal RNA. It brings together messenger RNA and transfer RNA during protein synthesis on the ribosome. Differences between DNA and RNA. 1. DNA deoxyribose sugar. RNA ribose sugar. 2. DNA thymine is present, but in RNA, thymine is absent. 3. In DNA, uracil is absent, but in RNA, uracil is present. 4. In DNA, it's double-stranded, but in RNA, it's single-stranded. During DNA replication, the two strands open and each becomes a template along with each new strand is copied. At the end, two DNA molecules are produced, each having one strand and one new strand. It is interesting to note, however, that the enzyme DNA polymerase that joins to adjacent nucleotides that are pairing to form the new strand work continuously in one direction. Hence, this old strand on which the enzyme works and add new nucleotides to form a new strand continuously without break is referred to as the leading strand or leading template strand. For the second template strand, newly formed strand is not formed continuously but rather in bits or fragments. The fragments are later joined by the enzyme DNA ligase to form a complete new strand that, together with the second old strand, form a double helix. The original template strand along with which new strand is formed continuously, but in bits or fragments is the lagging strand. Each fragment or short polynucleotide is referred to as Okazaki fragment. Okazaki fragments are joined by DNA ligase, leading template strand. One of the DNA templates along which newly formed DNA strand is synthesized continuously to 5:1:3:1 direction. Lagging template strand is the DNA template strand along which newly formed DNA strand is synthesized in fragments. Okazaki fragment is the newly synthesized fragment along with the lagging template strand during DNA replication. Okazaki fragment is complementary to the lagging template strand. Protein synthesis. Protein synthesis involves the assemblage of free amino acids in the cytoplasm to form a polypeptide chain. It occurs on the ribosome. How the genetic information is carried out in the messenger RNA. The nature of arrangement of nitrogenous bases implies a specific genetic information. A sequence of three bases called codon or triplet codon can specify one or more types of amino acid. Each group of three bases on the messenger RNA that specifies an amino acid is called a codon. There are 20 amino acids. There are 64 codons. Out of this, 61 code for amino acid significance. This means that several codes may mean the same amino acid. Some codes mean nothing. Example is 64:61=3, which means the 3 do not code for any amino acids. Such are called nonsense codes. There are 20 different kinds of amino acids which are picked by 20 different types of transfer RNA. Each transfer RNA carries a specific amino acid which is attached to its terminal end. The other end of a transfer RNA has a triplet of bases that must complement one of the codons on the messenger RNA according to the base pairing rule. Such triplet of bases on the transfer RNA is called anticodon. Don't forget, messenger RNA is lying on the ribosome. Transfer RNAs carrying their specific amino acids come to align themselves along the messenger RNA. The transfer RNA, whose anticodon complements with the first codon on the messenger RNA, will come to pair with this triplet of bases. This continues until the last transfer RNA. As the transfer RNAs arrange themselves along the messenger RNA, the amino acids they carry at their opposite ends from peptide bonds between them, eventually forming a long polypeptide chain. Once an amino acid forms a peptide bond with the one next to it, its transfer RNA leaves the site into the cytoplasm to repeat the process. Genetic code is universal, which means a triplet of bases mean the same amino acid in all living organisms. The description of the process of protein synthesis. Protein synthesis consists of two main stages, namely transcription and translation. Transcription is the occupying of genetic information from a strand of DNA into a molecule of messenger RNA. Transcription occurs in the nucleus. The process is initiated by the enzyme RNA polymerase, and in this process, the hydrogen bond holding the two DNA strands break. The two DNA strands open by a length of one chain. One of the strands serves as a template from which mRNA will be copied. Free RNA nucleotides in the nucleus arrange themselves along the DNA template according to the base pairing rule. The newly aligned nucleotides are then joined to form a strand of mRNA. The joining is catalyzed by the enzyme RNA polymerase. The mRNA formed leaves the nucleus through the nuclear pore into the cytoplasm, where it attaches itself to ribosomes. Each group of three bases on the mRNA is specific to amino acid and is called a codon. The translation. Translation is the process by which the instruction from DNA is carried out to assemble amino acids in a specific sequence. It occurs on the ribosomes in the cytoplasm.